Good morning, good morning, good morning, USA, America. Good morning, how to do? It is I, Lady Y. Yes, God is good when all the time. When in doubt, we pray it out over here. Good morning, world, USA. Okay, America. All right, today is Motivational Monday. Yes, baby, today is Motivational Monday. I am here to motivate you to do whatever you put your mind to. Listen, don't stop dreaming. Don't stop going after your dream. No matter what they say, you stay on your way. You understand me? Because people will prey on your downfall today. They will. This is a whole different generation. Good morning, America. Good morning, USA. It is I, Lady Y, and today is Motivational Monday. Yes, baby. Practice makes perfect. You can do anything you put your mind to. You understand me? It's going to be a few little obstacles in your way. That's always, baby. That's always, okay? You just keep on going. Look, and every now and then you're going to fall down. The key to success is how you get back up. Don't stay down there too long, baby. Misery love company. You get on up and do what you said you was going to do. Remember how you told Grandma and Grandpa them, you know, you were going to do this, that, and the other? Baby, they got you from up above. You understand what I mean? They're your loved one, your heavenly ones. They looking down on you. Go on and finish what you told Grandma or Grandpa you was going to do. It's never too late. It's never too late as long as you live it. You understand me? Keep on going. Stick with the plan. You got to stand. All right. It is I, Lady Y, and it's Motivational Monday. And I got to say, look, hold up, Blackjack. Don't step on no crack and break your mama's back. You understand me? That means keep on going. All right, that's that little thing. Them little kids, I heard little kids say that last week, had me dying laughing. He said, hold up, Jack. Don't step on no crack. You're going to break your mama's back. Okay. It is I, Lady Y, Motivational Monday. I am here to motivate you to keep on going. Yes, baby, it's going to be a few little obstacles in your way. But guess what? Shit, what's not? Listen. How you going to taste success if you don't have a little mess? Okay, keep on going, baby. I know it might seem hard at the time and nobody have your back. Baby, God always have your back. You know what we say over here, America, USA. Okay, right. We say God is good when all the time. When in doubt, my friends, we pray it out. Listen. If it's something that is too hard and you feel like you can't control it, all right, pray on it and give it to God. All right, but always remember, you can do whatever you put your mind to. Let nobody stop you from your destiny. Okay, look at I, the why, not a taste of experience, not a taste, but me calling myself watching Wendy Williams every day and studying her craft. Look at me now. I'm right here. Look at me now. You wouldn't be able to tell I wasn't a radio queen, if you know what I mean. Okay. Yes, baby. Motivational Monday. Just giving you a little piece of motivation. I got your back. God got your back. Go ahead and do that. If that's what you wanted to do, go ahead and do it. Let me tell y'all something. I know this now. I learned this at this tender age of mine. You know what I'm saying? At this seasonal age of mine, I've learned that we can do for real, for real. I'm talking to somebody out here today because I love you. And I want you to know you got this. And I want you to know how bad you got. You got it. You got it. I'm telling you. Look at me in my seasonal age. Let me give you a story of a woman. Of a woman that's been doing something for years. Told other people, oh, shit, she can never stop. Won't stop, can't stop. You understand me? Was part of that puffing team around here. You understand? Won't stop, can't stop. Yeah. And I was proud to say I wouldn't stop doing things that I know was wrong for my health. Well, one day, I'm going to tell you, because I know you can stop. I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all can stop doing whatever y'all want to do, and can't nobody tell me nothing. You can do everything. You can do greatness, everything you ever wanted to do through Christ. Ask God to help you and proceed to get it done. Or he might, Jesus Christ. I'm going to give you a motivational story. He might do y'all the way he did me. Okay, the why I kept talking about what she wasn't going to do. He made it in a position where I had to. And guess what, world? I did it. Can't nobody tell me what you can't do. You can do anything through Christ. You can do anything you put your mind to. Okay? Now, see, me, I said I was going to stop drinking, y'all. You know? And then I said I wasn't going to stop drinking. I'm going to drink if I want to. Woo, 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 woo. Now, baby, I only drink a little casual. Little taste of glass of wine, y'all. Anything over somehow, some way, makes me sick. Right. I only can have 2 glasses of wine. And y'all know, folks who knew me back in the days know I love that word. Hennessy was on me. Right, that Hennessy. Now, baby, 2 glasses of wine is my maximum. You can do anything you want through Christ. And on them 2 glasses of wine, trust and believe, I be losing my mind. You understand me? God can do it for you. You got to have the determination and the will, baby. You got to want to. You can do anything you want to do today. Today is Motivational Monday. It is I, Lady Y, with the motivational speech. You can stop smoking. Oh, y'all think y'all can't say, y'all be so on them cigarettes, right? Y'all be like, I can't stop. I've been smoking a cigarette for you. Yes, you can. Listen, some wise man told me, or lady, I don't recall where I heard this from, but baby, I live by it. You understand me? Just like I live by God's rules. I live by it. You can stop anything in 14 days. And with some people, it's a miracle. You could stop it before 14 days. See, it's your mindset. Y'all be thinking like, I can't do this. I can't do that. It's too hard. It's hard at first. After you get through those couple of rough days, okay, you straight. Seriously, I'm telling you. Y'all, I have been smoking Newports and stuff for years, and I told people, can't stop, won't stop. I didn't want to stop. You know, I did. What happened was, God will stop you. Let me tell y'all something. God made me sick. Gave me script, though. You lying to why? It is our lady, why? And if I'm lying, I'm dying. You understand me? Gave me script, though. Right. And y'all know I'm here with y'all every day. Right. He gave me the script, though. And when you get the script, though, you can't smoke. You just can't smoke. And instead of me going crazy with the fits and the nicotine fits and the hits and the fits and the hits, I prayed on it. And then I said, I have to stop. Listen, I believe stuff like this. If you can stop doing your habit for 5 days, it's a habit. They say 14, I say 5, because it only took me 5 days to drop something that I have been doing for years. So you can't tell me stuff can't be done, because I know it can. Okay, and this ain't no miracle. You can do anything through Christ. Pray on it. I started praying on it by the 5th day. I said, that's it. I'm good. Don't buy now another pack of cigarettes for $15 and then hear y'all raising. See, I needed that money for something else. My grandbaby. Could have her pair of shoes. Okay. For $15. And here I am smoking a pack of cigarettes. It don't make no sense. Yeah. So listen, you can do all things through Christ. Get it done, baby. You want to stop that habit? Test it. Try it. I'm telling you. You got this. Now listen, our prayers goes out to any mass shootings. The ones in Kansas. You know, the ones with the parade. Our prayers goes out to all, you know, those families, to all who may have lost their life. Our prayers goes out to you. God is good. Win all the time. When in doubt, we pray it out. Our prayers goes out to Kansas City and anywhere else that they may have had a mass shooting or killing in general. You know what I'm saying? Our prayer warriors are out there for you guys. Now, listen, let's get into this crazy news on Monday. I'm going to give to you what I got. You know, I'm going to give you what I got. And baby, that's plenty. You understand me? You never heard about a podcast rock so many. All right. It is our little while. And y'all know, if you know anything about rap, I just done stole somebody's song. No copyrights, because I don't need nobody coming after me. Right, because we ain't got that change yet, sir, ma'am. Okay, and all right now, get it done. Now, let's go on with these little topics, girl. Let's go ahead with these little topics. Okay, well, some of the country world is mad at Beyonce. Some. Now, some country stars are embracing her with love. And then we have other country stars like... Okay, you know, like old boy from Dukes of Hazzard. It's them good old boys. I gotta do it. Never meaning no harm. Get all the dubious law. Been in trouble with the law since the day they were born. Allegedly, yeah, that boy of Dukes of Hazzard done called our baby Beyonce our queen. He called the dog. Wait a minute, let me find it. Cause when I read it, I said no, he didn't. Yes, allegedly. We gonna say allegedly. Yeah, the little Dukes of Hazzard star. Yeah, he always talking crap. I'm gonna tell you, he always talking crap about anytime we do something. Yeah, he's very upset. Okay, he says Beyonce ain't got no business in a country. Actually, the man said, and I quote, "She got everything else. Why do she wanna come to country? Say she sound like a dog." Oh. Wait a minute, where's that? Because I sure want to read it for you, y'all. Because I wrote it down. I said, good Lord, this here man always mad, ain't it? Baby, he stay mad. Look, he had a little Dukes of Hazzard star. He have a lot to say, don't it? And always and do. It's like, listen, they didn't break the mold. God didn't say country was only for Caucasians. He did not. Okay, country. It's for everyone. Okay, here it is right here. Here it is right here. He said he's mad at Beyonce because she is making country music. Okay, the Dukes of Hazzard star compared our beautiful Beyonce to a dog, actually calling her a bitch. Okay, allegedly, that's what I got out of it. He said, bitch sing everything, but now she want to come up over here and fuck with our shit. Okay, what he's saying is, can they have something? Hell no. Hell nah, sir. Can we have something? You understand me? It goes both ways. It is a Lady Y. Now listen here. They got this new trend on TikTok called Mob Wives. Okay, and the real Mob Wives of America is upset about that shit. They want them to change that because they saying this generation these days be glorifying shit that they don't got. That, look, they don't even know about. She said, yeah, a real mob wife said they need to change that trend to pretty princesses. Right. Because she said they don't know what mob wives have to go through. They don't see them with the busted, bloody noses and everything. Now, yeah. One mob wife was really fucking upset. She said this generation is too light. They too sweet. They too dainty to be some goddamn mob wives. Y'all hear that? Y'all ain't got it in her. In y'all. That's what this here real mob wife is saying. She said y'all need to change that shit because y'all coming like Crispy Puffs. Ain't no way, no how y'all like mob wives in this generation. You too goddamn soft. You could never be a mob wife. We need to change that trend. You guys are insulting the mob wives, okay? Just to let you know, you are insulting the mob wives. We need to change that shit. That lady said, change it to cream puff princesses, because that's what you are. Ain't got a hard bone in your body. More on that story as it develops. Now, they talking about somebody named Donald Glover. Loves everything but black, allegedly. I'm just saying, the streets is talking, baby. Okay, this ain't my shit. I got this straight off the internet. Boy, you better get it right before they start talking about you and keep it tight. More on that story as it develops. You know, Jaguar Wright is talking again. Yeah, Jaguar is talking again, baby. Allegedly. And she's allegedly that Snoop's been working with Puff Daddy to move people out the way for years. Yeah, this is what Jack Rob Wright is saying. Uh-huh. It's on the internet, baby. Go on and pick it up. She's saying some tough stuff about Snoop. It's the D-O-G. Right! It's the D-double-G. Baby, she's saying D-double-G was in some, unlikely activity with Puff Daddy, allegedly. Y'all know when Puff go down, it's going to be a lot of people going down. Okay, they even allegedly pointing some fingers at Jay-Z. They still talking about the awards, baby, how Jay-Z allegedly embarrassed Beyonce. They left right after the awards, baby. Now they saying something about, you know, it's getting tricky now because breaking news. Okay, they saying that Beyonce separated from Jay-Z months ago. Okay, and that little Grammy speech of his was a little kiss-ass effort, okay, to make her want his ass again. That's what I heard. Okay, they talking about shit. They've been separated due to all the cheating accusations, you know, going on with Jay-Z. Girl, you should know that allegedly. Shit, it feels like he been cheating throughout the relationship. Y'all remember when the sister, Salam, allegedly whooped that ass in the elevator? I knew it was something, baby. I knew it was something. That was a sister's love right there. I felt that ass kicking in my soul. I knew he did something, y'all, allegedly. You couldn't tell me he didn't. And we was talking about, it was about a model girl that was there and he disrespect B. We always thought, you know, to tell you the truth, allegedly, we always knew that Beyonce was far too good for Jay-Z. Everybody knew. They were like, what did she see in him? What did she see? You see what I'm saying? Right. Allegedly, she wanted a family, y'all. And some was saying, word on the streets was saying, Jay-Z got Beyonce when she was 18. Baby, that's young. That's when you can get all the brain. You see what I'm saying? And she'll do anything he said because he was her, right, her love, her heart. 18, baby, that's young. You can groom them at 18. They said Beyonce was 18, allegedly, and Jay-Z was 30. What the fuck? Allegedly, word on these streets, so to speak, a little pillow talk. So, baby, that long, she gonna be tired of you. Yeah, she gonna be tired of you, and we all know he done did, baby. Okay, he done did some fucked up shit. That's another Usher. Y'all trying to put that jacket on Usher, but Jay-Z another Usher. Don't leave your girl around me type. The streets be talking. He done had several affairs on our beautiful Beyonce. He was never happy for what he had at home. Now she gone. Separated, y'all? Ooh, baby, that's some good tea. Sip me. Okay, grrr. Word on the streets. Allegedly, baby. More on that story as it developed. Okay, yes, baby. Let's get into it. I got another spicy one. Okay, now, y'all know the Charles and Miss Netta, okay? They are internet sensations. You know, they blew up overnight because Miss Netta and Charles, both of them men, okay? Miss Netta likes to play like she a woman, but she's a man, okay? Up here, out here in these streets, allegedly giving advice to women on how they take care of their man, but you's a man, allegedly. I never understood. Okay, all I knew was, Charles, your lunch is ready. Oh, yeah, Miss Netta made a song called Charles, Your Lunch is Ready. Ooh-wee. And Miss Netta's something else. But listen, everybody's human. I'm only human. Okay, easy come, easy go. All right, she only human. That's all I can say, but I can't say this. Now, word on the screen, I'm going to give you a little tea on them. Okay, because they went viral real quick, real fast. Okay, right, real quick, real fast. Well, word on the streets is they just got married, okay? And word on the streets is Charles is already ready to go. Okay, they said Charles any minute now is going to dip out on Miss Netta. Okay, because Miss Netta loving the fame. She loving the fame. Okay, yes, beautiful. She loving it. He loving it. Loving the fame. Okay, but Charles, you know, on the other hand, not so much. And, okay, and then they say they caught him flirting with women's online as well. So more to this story as it develops. You know, it always break down when you be thrust into the media too fast. You got to take your time. Let God bring in. That way nothing can happen while you're in there. Uh-huh. All right, let's get into it, baby. This tea right here is juicy. Oh, bitch. Okay. Allegedly, y'all forget me. I don't mean no harm when I say the, you know, B word. I ain't specifically talking to anyone. It's just a slang, if you know what I mean. Today is Motivational Monday. It is I, Lady Y, and we about to get into it. Don't forget not to step on the crack so you can't break our mama's back. You understand me? I love when them little kids say that little nursery rhyme. Mm-hmm. Baby, let's get into it. Now, y'all know this shit been, let me tell y'all, so, ooh, girl, I almost don't want to do this story, but I have to do this story just in case another successful black woman get into Hollywood. She can know what's going on. She can know which ways to go. She can navigate herself through the men. Now, here we go. All right. Erykah Badu allegedly talks about Comet. Okay? All right. She says, allegedly, Comet likes to use and dump women. Not good for women. He likes to lie. See, this is how he gets you in. Oh, yeah. I feel like Comet, yeah, the one that's with Jennifer Hudson, everybody is feeling sorry for Jen, all right, because they know what Comet gonna do. She out here in these streets confessing her love, fighting with, allegedly, Tiffany Haddison, and they say that's how Comet get him. Baby, he get him deep in love, and once your ass in love, he gonna drop your ass like a hot tamale. Oh, God. Like a hot potato, bitch, on the ground. You busted wide open and don't know why. Okay, it is I, Lady Y. So, ladies, we warning you. When you get into Hollywood and you get into success and a comment come your way, run for that mess. Because he will never, never, ever, 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 ever be serious with any woman. Okay? And he is a, right, and he's seasonal. So, sir, when you gonna be ready? When you got one foot in the grave, sir? Okay, right. He has never really committed to anyone. All his women say the same thing. Stay away from Comet. I feel sorry for little Jennifer. Okay, because any minute now, she done brought him on national TV, done confessed his love for her, just like Tiffany Haddison did. Tiff said she don't know what happened, allegedly. Tiff said she was totally blindsided. Tiff said one minute she had a mind, the next minute she didn't understand. Okay, the next minute he was gone, poof, disappeared like a musician. Yeah, Sookie, musician. Your tricks are for kids. The man disappeared. Okay, allegedly. I'm just letting my sister know, just in case she don't know the difference. A musician is the one, right, not the one that play the music, you know, the ones that do the magic trick. It's two different ones. I know they sound the same, but it's two different ones. Mm-hmm. Right, y'all, ladies, y'all better learn this name. If you ever come y'all way, Comet, run and run for the hills, because I strongly believe this. If Erykah Badu couldn't keep him, nobody will. Okay, I'm just saying, baby, that's the hot spill. That's the hot tea up in Hollywood today. Yeah, girl, Jennifer Hudson, all her fans is upset. They like, he's going to play on you. He's not going to commit to you. Right, and here's the, listen, y'all, here's some of the tea as well. Comet has a little podcast show, right? Jennifer bought him on her show, big national worldwide thing. He got to give his spill on his show and everything. Why he ain't brought her on his show? You see what I mean? This is a recipe for a disaster. I see it already. Baby, you need to listen to your fans and leave that man in the dust. Be the first woman to drop his ass. Let him taste the sweet defeat. Right. Taste it. Taste a little taste of being broken, heartbroken, left automatically, you know, just up and gone. Jennifer, I say you leave that motherfucker before he leave you. Because he is going to leave, okay? He don't stick around, okay? He don't stick around. Don't be no clown, Jen. Dump him before he dumps you. That's what I say, okay? That's a player move. Actually, it's a smart move, baby. Get into it. More on that story as it develops, okay? Ladies, just remember, any successful woman in Hollywood, come your way, run away, and run away fast. That ain't nothing but heartbreak and bad news. Mm-hmm. Now, and more internet news today. Kelly Rowland, walked off on the Today Show, allegedly, right? She's supposed to have been co-hosting and everything. The reason why she walked off of the Today Show, which is a very good reason for me. If I'm going to be there co-hosting and I'm going to be there for a long time, why in the fuck would y'all give me the small dressing room? Guess what? This is it. This right here will boil my motherfucking blood. I ain't going to lie to you. Going to give me the small dressing room. And I'm there. I'm going to be there for a certain amount of hours. And then you give the big dressing room to J-Lo, allegedly. And all she gonna do is be there to promote her little album, Goodbye. Okay, right. Why would you give the bigger dressing room to the person that's gonna be there for 5 minutes instead of the co-host who's going to be there for 11 hours? I'm with Kelly Rowland. I'm a star as well, baby. If I came to co-host, I am a co-host. Do y'all not know the difference? It's starting to make me feel like if we don't stand up for something, we'll fall for anything. I felt like it was a little racist move, if you ask me. I did. Because why give the white woman the bigger room and she only going to be there 5 minutes and give the black woman the teeny weeny room where she can't even turn around in and she going to be there for 11 hours? What sense does that make the Today Show? Boy, y'all be trying it. So Kelly said, all right, because it was getting close to Black History Month. I don't know if it was done on this month. I think it was done this month. Baby, it's Black History Month. Y'all not finna play in our face in February. Okay? Y'all not finna play in our face in February. Okay? Get it together, Caucasians. You understand me? Because we ain't playing no more games in February. It's Black History Month. She should have had the bigger room anyway. J-Lo is coming on for 5 minutes to talk about that album that probably a taste of people gonna buy. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I've never, ever, 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 ever been into a J-Lo album. I don't even care when it was back in the days with Puffy. To me, those were her golden days. Anything after that was non-void. Okay, I didn't like anything from that. I liked that one album, Jenny from the Block. And how long Jenny been from the block? Might we add? You understand me? It is I, Lady Y. And I want to say big ups to Kelly Rowland. You did the right thing, baby. You did the right thing, sister girl. Stop letting people play in our goddamn face, especially in Black History Month. Baby, we got this, okay? We got this. Now, more on that story as it develops. Let's get into it, baby. Let's get into it. Okay, now, they talking about Lil Scrappy out here. Hey, Lil Scrap. Yeah, from Love & Hip Hop. They talking about Lil Scrap because, remember, Lil Scrappy, if you watch Love & Hip Hop, right? All right. Lil Scrappy, after he broke up with the Bam, I love the Bam too. Hey, the Bam. All right, I love them both, Lil Young Things, Lil Young Tight Skins. I love Liddell because they fight and keep me entertained, right. Well, so y'all know after the Bam divorced Lil Scrappy, okay, word on the streets, rumors was like he was going back to Diamond, you know, his ex-ex and ex-ex and ex, right? And then the rumors were swirling that he was back with Erica, baby mama, you know, ex-ex, right. Well, him and Diamond was officially a lie because Diamond, okay, they saying that Scrappy fumbled the ball because Diamond, yeah, they said Scrappy officially fumbled the bag with Diamond because Diamond, congratulations, Diamond, by the way, beautiful young lady, got proposed to, baby. She getting ready to be married to somebody else, baby, a boxer, so to speak. Go on, girl. Okay, it is our Lady Y. Congratulations, Diamond, you know, on your engagement, baby. You know, sometimes we just have to, right. Sometimes you just have to, you know, get yourself away from the problem. Detangle yourself away from the problem, baby, because that was a hot situation. Scrap had three women fighting over him at one time, but the streets was talking. They said Diamond really wasn't ever checking for Scrap like that. She always had her fiance on the side. She was just doing things for TV, and y'all know once you in the TV, you have to do certain stuff. It's scripted for you to act. Right. You have to do it if you want to get paid. That's all. But our congratulations goes to the little Diamond. Now, listen here. More on that story as it develops. Listen here. They saying Krishan Rock. Boy, Krishan Rock, huh? Krishan Rock, allegedly. Miss Rock has been in a lot of incidents lately, including the one where she was supposed to be on a dating thing and then some dudes showed up, some influencers showed up, and they got the beating and pistol whipping folks, and she been in stuff like that. Then she was online talking, and then, right, breaking news. And then the cops was called to her door. Yeah, they called the cops on her. Listen, I feel scared for that little young girl because she has no sense of direction. And it seems like she has nobody to pull her to the side to tell her what's right or wrong. I feel like society got her head so blown up, she not going to listen to something really goes wrong. My prayer goes out for her. I'm going to send my prayer warriors out for her because, listen, if she don't stop what she's doing and stop what she's doing soon, you know CPS going to come get that baby. Right, and that'll break her heart. That'll put her in a spiral I don't feel like her little young self will be able to get out of. So I'm praying for her, okay? I'm definitely praying for her. Okay, now listen, okay, allegedly, and more news, okay? Rocka Flocka and Tammy's 18-year-old daughter announced allegedly that she pregnant and she engaged. Gone, girl. Okay, listen, yeah, she said, yeah, she pregnant, allegedly. Now, this is what the little mama's saying now. She says she pregnant, but she said, guess what? I'm about to marry my baby daddy. Okay, y'all could talk about me if y'all want to. Yeah, I'm pregnant, allegedly, but I'm about to marry my baby daddy. You understand me? That's how we do it, all right? If you won't get pregnant by somebody, go ahead and marry them. Okay, go ahead, get you and your baby set up to where, you know, you ain't got to depend on your parents them. Because you know us, as parents, we going to say, you know, he got you pregnant. Do we plan to take care of you? Well, little mama said, hell yeah. Okay. All right. She said, hell yeah. He going to take care of me. All right. It is I, Lady Y. Today is Motivational Monday. I want to motivate you to go out there and do whatever you want to do. Live your dream, okay? Practice makes perfect. You understand me? It does. If you can see her, you can believe her. If you can see her, you can be her. You understand me? You got to keep on going, America, kings and queens. Keep on going. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do because you can. We can do anything we want in this whole world through Christ. You got it, girl. Boy, you know that's for you, bro. Go out there and get that done. You know it is I, Lady Y. I want to say thank you for being here with me. I appreciate you. Without you, there's no me. I love y'all with all my might. You see, listen here. I want to tell you that I love you. God loves you. And one more time, without you, there'll be no me. I'm glad y'all are here to support me. You understand me? Yes. Now, this is the craziest podcast out here and is, okay, at the end of the day. You can always do what you said you was going to do. Remember, let me tell y'all something. My prayers goes out to somebody who may have lost one of their loved ones today. All right. Just keep going. Take your time. There's no blueprint to grief. You understand me? Take your time. Just like, well, I would say heartbreak, but that's not true. Because my great grandmama always told me to get over a broken heart, to get under another one. You understand me? But grief, baby, you got to take your time. Okay? Ain't no special thing you can do. Ain't no special remedy. Just take your time. Do what you need to do to get through the day, baby. Get through the day. I love y'all. Okay, beware your surroundings. Make, you know, little plans if you got to on how to get out of a situation. Never go into a building. This is my pet peeve. I love y'all. Never go into a building. Here's a fun factor, because y'all know every now and then we give those fun factors here on the Y. Okay, it is I. Never go into a building that only has one way out. Okay, why, Lady, why? Because it shortens your lifespan. Because if something go on in there, on the inside of that place who only got one way out, what you think other people going to be thinking? How the fuck to get out? And everybody going the same way, somebody going to get hurt. Always go in a building with two exits. Okay? And when you go in there, evaluate. We living in a time now where we can go in the grocery store and people get shot up and killed. So when you go in the big places, Walmart, grocery store, etc., make sure you have a plan. Always think of a plan. Your favorite grocery store, know how to get through the back door. You understand me? It's crucial. It's essential to your living or dying that day in whatever situation you might be in. You understand, my friends? Okay. I love y'all. Be careful out here. Okay, fellas, scrap up. The disease thing is going up because everybody want to be single. Okay? Everybody want to be single. It ain't enough room for everybody. And being single, ladies and gentlemen, is not for the weak. It is Our Lady Wild. Look at this again. Alexa, play my favorite music.
Okay.
She has to be seen. Isn't that? That's just like a jealous best friend. She just has to be seen. Okay. It's like she know when I'm getting ready to go, y'all. Okay, because she stopped my music. And music for me is everything, y'all. I need music when I wake up in the morning. Sort of like a little Coming to America. Remember when you woke up, clack, clack, and they start playing that music? Yeah. I can dig that. You dig. Okay, yeah, I got that from Lorenzo. Take that. You dig that. Uh-huh. It's gonna be Big Frida. You know, I say where I get my stuff from. You understand me? If I'm going to steal something from you, I'm going to tell you where I stole it from, because that's just how I am. We family over here. You understand? You know what it is, Big Frida. You understand? Everybody know that. Everybody know her. Okay? I love y'all. I appreciate y'all being here with me this morning. I love everyone. And when I say everyone, I mean everyone. I even love Charles and Miss Nettle. You understand me? And do. I appreciate everything y'all have done for me. I know without you, there's no me. I wouldn't be here if y'all didn't have me here. I love y'all. It's Motivational Monday. Remember, you got this, baby. You can do anything you put your mind to. You can do anything through Christ. Pray it out, put it in God's hands, and go execute that shit. You got this. It's for you. Listen, God ain't gonna give us nothing we can't handle. Trust and believe that. You got this, baby girl. You can handle this. This is all you. I love y'all. Y'all have a beautiful day. I keep thinking I'm missing something. I don't know. I keep thinking I'm missing something. What are you missing, Lady Y? Well, we already talked about Dr. Omar. His side woman came up in there and turned it out, allegedly. Listen, ain't nobody perfect. We are all human. All right. We are all human. That's all I can say. Okay. When stuff go wrong, when you think it's finna go right, that's all we can say. We only human. Okay, take the bitter with the sweet. Easy come, easy go. Okay, you know it is I, Lady Y. I wish y'all have a beautiful day today. Okay, be aware of your surroundings, ladies and gentlemen. Be aware of your surroundings, especially our Black kings. Please watch yourself. Okay, and our Black queens, especially our Black queens. Be careful out here in these streets, okay? It's different around here. Things ain't the same, y'all. It's not the same. But guess what? You'll be all right. When in doubt, you pray it out and put everything in God's hands and keep on going, my friend. It is I, Lady Y. I love y'all. And it's Motivational Monday. Baby, you got this. You've been waiting on this moment and this chance forever. You done practiced for it. Okay, go ahead and execute, baby. Do it. I know you can. It's all you. God wouldn't give it to you if he didn't think you could do it. You understand me? Trust and believe. That's the way I feel. That's the way I feel. I'm telling you, that's the honest God truth. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do because you can. I love y'all. It is Our Lady Y. It's Motivational Monday. Now go out there. Okay, and get it, because I know you can. All right, now listen, no copyrights to any music you might hear in the background today. And remember, get you some music. If you're feeling down and low, do something to get yourself motivated back up there. Maybe take a little run or a jog. You understand? Go to Starbucks and buy your favorite little Starbucks drink. Hell, if you can't afford it, go to the Extra Mile, okay? If you're a club member, they got drinks over there for 80 cents. Okay, go over, get your little Coke, cherry Coke or something. Come on back home. read a few scriptures or something. Do something to make you feel good. You understand? Don't let them keep you down in the dumps. Everybody gonna be down in the dumps. The key is how you get back up. Get up real quick, because you don't need to be down there smelling that shit for too long. All right, I love you. It's your girl, The Why. I know you can do it. You've been practicing for this. Get out there and get it done. You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to say congratulations to anyone who's trying to go out there and do something and get something done. I'm going to say congratulations. You know why? Because I believe already. Me and God just told me, you already got it. So congratulations. It's time for us to celebrate, baby. It's time for us to celebrate. It is I, Lady Y. This is Motivational Monday. You got this, family. I love you. I appreciate y'all being here with me now, because I know you could be somewhere else, but you choose to be right here with your girl, The Why. And why not? Because we can, family. All right. We a company, a squad, a family. Peace and love, y'all. See you tomorrow.
Must think my mind is doing la-di-da. I know that you have bodies, have the bodies. I signed up when I called you Bonnie.
That's this generation.
Love is a losing game. For love, I mean, what's love?
I still believe in love.
Oh, love your pain, so you just might be a hoe.
I know my king is out there. God already told me so. All right. It is I, Lady Y. Peace and love. Mwah. See you tomorrow.